From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Researchers at UAB have created the first culturally based protocol for patients facing end-of-life care. Renit Elk is a professor in the Division of Gerontology, Geriatrics, and Palliative Care at the university. She has spent her life living in different countries, but once she moved to the U.S., Elk says she noticed the lack of respect for cultural differences for the nation's sickest minority patients, particularly African Americans. She tells me, for Black patients and their families going through end-of-life care, the concept of hope and miracles is key.
Physicians are primarily trained as scientists to read the physical symptoms that are occurring. Whereas if you believe that there is always hope and it's in God's hands, you really, yes, you're the physician, but you are not the decider. It is God that decides whether my loved one is going to live and die. And it's caused a lot of clashes with physicians and family members, where physicians are often saying to patients, families, you're not really accepting that the person's going to die. There's no way they can live. And the family is saying, it's in God's hands and a miracle can happen. And somehow that's a very difficult thing for many physicians to accept.
What are some of the consequences of treating everyone the same way in palliative care?
So here's the interesting thing. Palliative care physicians and clinicians are probably the most compassionate human beings on this planet. And they are very much taught that you go in and you do exactly what the patient wants. However, what isn't taught in America is different people's culture impacts that. Whenever somebody is ill, whenever somebody has a loved one who's very ill, whenever somebody's dying, it is always viewed through their own cultural lens. And that part has never been taught. And so there's a simple lack of understanding.
Models for end-of-life care weren't available in the U.S. until recently, right? What's the cause for that delay? I mean, you spoke about the lack of respect for cultural differences, but I'm just interested, like, why were these seriously ill minority patients just looked over?
Because the model that was developed was based on the white middle-class model. A white middle-class Christian model is very wonderful if you're white, middle-class, and Christian. It is not so wonderful. In fact, it is most inappropriate in many cases if you're not white or you're not middle-class or you're not Christian. So, why it's so difficult to understand that different cultures may look at death, life, illness differently, I have no idea. I think maybe in America we're not taught enough to understand different cultures. But we're doing a lot of studies with people from other countries, three in Africa and some in other countries, because over there people know, wait, this model is for white middle-class people, that's not going to work for my people. I want to see what's really going to work for our community.
Again, this is the first culturally based model of its kind for seriously ill patients. So where do you go from here? I mean, how do you get hospitals on board with this new protocol?
So the first thing we have to do is to prove that it's very effective. What we've shown is that it's feasible and it can be done. So we are simultaneously developing trainings so that we can train the physicians who won't push against it, but will rather embrace it, and it will be accepted in hospitals.
Renit Elk, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest.